Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the Keel Pub in Barnsley. This week's podcast brought to you by Travelodge. Travelodge, proud supporter of the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast since the beginning of this tour. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 292, Our Favorite Travel Lodge. Touring in Britain has changed a little bit. Has it not, Reed Martin?
It has. You know, we've been staying at travel lodges, which have their pluses and minuses. So let's start with the pluses.
First of all, I didn't think, let's describe what a travel lodge is, how would you describe it? Like a Holiday Inn, like a Motel 6.
I'd say a Motel 6, but maybe a step above. Down. Well, yeah. It depends. Well, we're going to call it our favorite travel lodge.
Yeah.
They vary widely.
Yes, they do.
So I guess in that sense, they might be like Best Western or something in the U.S., where it depends on who owns it.
There's a consistency to the travel lodges nationwide, more or less, right?
And they tend to have lifts.
Yes.
I'm sorry, and many Americans, elevators.
Yes, right.
Hang on, don't talk about lifts. Mr. Ground Floor Titchener over here. He's got the ground floor for the last three hotels.
Well, and to be honest, I didn't think we would get anything as nice as a travel lodge. Now, I'm using nice tentatively. I thought every hotel we'd be staying in was more be along the lines of the Great, what was it? Western? The Great
Western in Exeter, you were talking
Exeter.
About.
Which we stayed in because Davey lost a bet. And, yes. See, now, Matt Rippey likes those kind of hotels. I like hotels with character. That one just felt a little sort of moldy to
me.
Well,
and I like hotels with character, too, but the English hotels with character, where you go up, there's no lift, you carry your luggage up three flights of stairs, up down a hall, then down two flights of stairs, down another hall, and up a flight to get to and there's doors every 8 yards.
Yeah, there's fire doors. There's a fire door every 5 feet in an English building.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to open them. It says fire door keep shut, so you're not even supposed to go through them.
It's really hard to get to your room.
Then you're trapped. You know.
Yeah. But Reed's right. I like quirky, different.
Yes.
And I'll even accept, you know, quirky erring on the bad side because of one thing. On tour, if you, I don't know if people don't know travel lodges, they're all a template. So the same everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Which means it's really easy to feel like you're in purgatory.
Yeah.
Like you wake up going, what town am I in? I'm in the same room that I've been in for the last 5 weeks. So at least quirky means you can go, oh yeah, we were in that town with the weird hallway or the weird lady downstairs in the basement or the, you know, whatever.
Every travel lodge has the same double bed, the same tea kettle, the same tiny little desk, the same bathroom, mostly with the shower, and the square shower, and that's kind of the same. And then, oh, and the weird sort of ambient reflected lighting behind the bed. I'm getting that a lot.
With one exception, you also have to put your card key into a slot in order to turn on the lights.
That's only happened to me once, interestingly enough, and I don't know what it is.
It's a second and third floor thing.
Maybe that's what it is. I wouldn't know. But then some travel lodges have bars, and they serve breakfast in the morning.
And more importantly, they have bars that don't shut.
Yes, that's right.
With free Wi-Fi in the bar cafe.
Free Wi-Fi in the bar cafe.
That is one good thing. Apart from, I think, a couple of hotels, Newbury and last night. Where were we last night?
Oh, I can't remember. Two nights ago in Hereford.
Hereford.
Yeah.
I had really quite reasonably good Wi-Fi. So.
Well, and the Wi-Fi
all over the hotel.
Yeah, I think most of us, except for Ribby, bought the month package, where it's £30 for the month, and we're staying in 15 or 16 travel lodges.
And you can get on in Premier Inn. Sorry, Premier Inn.
That's right,
Premier Inns. Oh, I long for the
Premier Inns. They actually have color and paintings on the wall.
Those are an extra £4 a night, so we don't stay there very often.
Premiers are like the Marriott.
Yeah. I can't say Premier. The Premier Inns.
I can't say Premier Inn, so there you go.
Premier Inns are a little bit better. The beds are a little bit roomier. They're a bit more comfortable. And we've only and the rooms are slightly
they
better.
They changed the sheets from the previous occupants.
Yes.
Yeah, the Premier Inn mattresses seem a little thicker. Maybe like
like less, slightly less concave.
You'll have bedroom furniture.
Indeed.
In a premier inn, rather than the Travelodge, which is just basically a wooden bench.
Now, my favorite...
Which screwed to the wall.
Now, my favorite Travelodge was in Cambridge. Was that a Travelodge?
Yes, it was.
Cambridge.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we were...
The bowling alley.
There was a cinema, as they say here.
Not,
there was a bowling alley.
Not in the Travelodge.
No, that's right. Adjacent, too.
As you go out the door, there's a whole... There's a Tesco and a Sainsbury's, which are two of the big shopping grocery stores here.
Yeah, that's
there
right.
was a comedy club next door. There's a movie theater. There's a bowling alley.
Yeah.
That was my favorite. And Matt Rippey, I think we're gone now. You can confess. Got a free breakfast.
Ooh, at the Cambridge Travelodge.
Oh, that's right, because their apathy extended to breakfast punters. And so I ate my breakfast and looked around for anyone who cared. They could care less. As a matter of fact, I was almost working the front desk. People kept coming to the front desk going, hello, hello, trying to check out. Hello, hello. And then I said, oh, they're in the back. They had to go through the breakfast to the very back door where they were hanging out in some back closet just having a chat. And they would go, oh, someone wants to check out. So that was, aside from the bowling alley, not my favorite Travelodge.
Yeah, the Cambridge Travelodge was quite good, although the Bristol one was really good as well.
That's where we watched the football on the Sunday evening. That was very nice. The one in Peterborough was
the furniture.
The one in Peterborough was slightly less exciting. It had a nightclub next door to it, and it was very warm. We couldn't open the windows.
Yeah.
So, interesting side note, somebody's butchering fever as we speak, so that's quite ironic, really, isn't it?
Hey, you know, Peterborough had the finest curry restaurant that we visited in this soggy island.
No. We've had three curries now, and that was the worst one, I think.
That was the one where they actually, you ordered your food from this restaurant, they ordered it from another restaurant, had it delivered.
Because the guy didn't have any clue about what does this mean? I have no idea, I'll go and ask.
And when I said, where's my John Smith's? He said, oh, we've sent him next door to our other restaurant because we don't have any here. And then they finally came back and showed me a bottle of something. And he said, we found this in the fridge. And I look at it, some bottle of obscure beer that I've never seen before. And I said, well, I'll take it. Let me just check the expiration date first. I love that place.
Our best Indian meal, hands down, was Nottingham.
It was the Curry Lounge, owned and operated by our producer, Matthew Newberry's friend, Razmataz. No, what was his name? It was something.
Yes, Raz
was something. And it was great. The service was great. The food was fantastic. The only problem with it, really, was that it was in Nottingham.
You know? Nottingham's not such a bad place.
We got two rave reviews from Nottingham. So what's the difference from when we all started to tour with the RSC, which I guess for me that was about 22 years ago, my first English tour.
Yeah.
And now, what does anybody notice that's different?
Well, the biggest thing I notice is that the country no longer shuts down on Sundays. You know, when we pull into a town on a Sunday, there's things open. There's restaurants open. There's sandwich shops open. There are Tesco Expresses and little mini Sainsbury's where you can pick up a baguette or lunch meat or little pastas.
Apart from Barnsley this afternoon.
Apart from Barnsley. No, I found.
Oh, did you know? But at 5 o'clock, everything shuts.
Yeah.
It went out at 5 o'clock. We couldn't find a thing. I call it provincial town syndrome. And you find it, not so much these days, because you have lots.
PTS. No, we get that a lot.
You have lots of establishments, like Pizza Express, for example, and establishments like that, they do stay open. But provincial town syndrome is when everything stops at 5 o'clock, apart from the tumbleweed.
Yeah.
Everything closes down, the entire high street, everything, even pubs. I'm sorry.
However,
this is very funny, this music.
Yeah,
however, that's why I love karaoke. What's he singing?
However, there's one crucial difference, Davey Naylor, that makes...
San Francisco.
You can tell what this is. There's one key... significant difference touring now, post, 2006. Finally, the UK has abandoned World War II rationing mentality, and they are allowing late licenses. So now you can finally do the show, come down, do the get out, drive, arrive, and find places like this that will serve past 11 o'clock.
That's right, it's 11:02 as we speak, and as you can hear behind us, things are just beginning to rock.
Hi, this is David White from BBC Radio Cornwall. You're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? We have 1 week left in our five-week tour of the UK, performing in Lichfield, Basingstoke, Crawley, Bedford, and Tewkesbury before finally settling down for 6 weeks at the Arts Theatre in London. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to reducedshakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information. And now back to the Keel Pub in Barnsley, where the highly questionable karaoke continues as Matt Rippey makes a startling confession.
Well, I guess by my last, comment I made about loving late license, I guess we can look at the podcast three podcasts ago, and you can see how well my abstinence from beer has been working out here in the land of great beer.
That's right. I completely forgot that you had said you were. Stop drinking.
It seemed like a good idea in Glendale, sitting next to the pool, sipping on a tall long neck. But no,
You know, I had faith. I had faith in you that you would never stick to that vow.
Okay. Because I'm in the land of great beer. I think I lasted 3 days. And then look what we do after every show is at least have a pint before bedtime. So it's
I just want to say hats off to Davey and Allie, who have the longest days of all of us. Davey is our driver on top of everything else, driving everywhere. The technical production manager, Allie, but Davey usually has help in every venue. Allie is back there putting together all the cops and the prostumes on the tables with no help whatsoever. So here's to you guys. Here, you know.
Yeah. Boy, you spilled my point.
And I'm not just being patronizing because there's a live microphone.
No, thanks. No, not at all. No, I appreciate your patronage. It's you know, I know it's deep down here.
It's deep down somewhere.
And I don't know. I don't want to tell you where I'm actually touching, but it is deep down there. Wherever it is, it's deep down.
I'll tell you what. If we're talking about what's different from touring in the good old days to touring in these modern good old days. Good modern days.
Good new days.
Good new days. A lot has changed in terms of how shows are marketed. I mean, we all remember like the 90s when leafleting was like a major way. Leaflets and posters. Oh, Allie is raising her hand saying she doesn't remember the 90s. Sorry, you're too young for that.
But they must have done something in preschool about marketing and leafleting.
Well, I was in high school, but you know.
All right. Yeah. Well, rub it in.
Here's one thing, and it affects Allie, is when we first toured in 1990. Finding a washing machine was nearly impossible. I remember Saw Winfield now, Saw Thompson at the time, and trying to find a washer in these towns. Now, I don't know, Allie, it seems like more theaters have washers and dryers than don't. Now, the dryer might take 5 hours, but they tend to have...
Five or 7 hours.
Yeah, the dryers are kind of dryers in name only, right?
Well, they kind of blow air, but it's not hot, and it doesn't go anywhere. It just stays in the machine. There's no venting.
You know, that could describe so many of us.
Blowing hot air, not going anywhere. Yeah.
But Allie...
Yeah, guilty, yeah.
Guilty. Allie will go to great lengths because today she handed me my wet wristbands, my tennis wristbands, and said, sweatbands, and said, I'm sorry they're damp, but I held them under the hand dryer in the men's bathroom as long as I could before my hands burned. Bless you, Allie. Yeah.
This is your friend Kevin Spacey's big song, Mac the Knife, being completely slaughtered.
Actually, this guy's quite good if you listen to him.
He's like, comparatively, but...
Lucy Brown.
Yeah. But hang on a minute. We've forgotten, I think, maybe not... We've forgotten to mention the most beautiful hotel we stayed in, which was the Alverton Manor in Truro.
Yes, the Alverton Manor in Truro is definitely right up there. But it was also that classic example of you go up three flights of stairs, down a hall, down a flight of stairs, and up a hall, and up another flight of stairs.
Over the roundabout, second at the lights, yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I was in the servants' quarters, I have to say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I had
I had a beautiful tub and my back was really killing me. And so I got after the show, I went back to my room and I ran the hot water and I ran the hot water and I ran the hot water. No hot water at about 11:30. Couldn't make it up to where I was.
So in other words, some things never change. Right.
Quite interestingly, I didn't get any hot water in my shower, but I had hot water in my bath. So we clearly got the wrong room.
We clearly did, because I didn't have a shower. I just had the bath.
Two things that have not changed. Well, one thing that has changed, in 1990, there were not coffee places in the region. So you could get them in London. Right. Now every town has a Costa Coffee and a Starbucks.
You like your coffee, don't you?
I like a couple of coffee. No more beer. Two things that have not changed is you can get within visual distance of the theater, but still be 20 minutes away. That has not...
Despite GPS.
That's right. Yes, despite GPS.
Yeah.
That has not changed.
Well, you can be in front of the theater going, great, here we are. No, we've got to go find the loading dock, and we have to drive to France to get there.
Yes. And then what we need are, like, people locators, because then we get to the theater and wonder where the people are who are supposed to help us. They're hard to find.
Hey, every town's got a one-way gyratory, so, I mean, you know, it just takes you 20 hours to get there.
Well, and can we give a shout out to the crew in Rill?
Yes, we can.
Because we had more people on the crew in Rill than we had in the audience.
But it was our fastest get-in. We did it in about 3 hours, and we all went for dinner, watched a bit of the tennis, came back, did the show, and then packed up, went away.
And Allie had help backstage.
I had Donna backstage, and we had, a 21-minute get-out? Which is
1 minute get out.
A big difference for us this summer. I mean, I've lived here off and on for a long time, almost 20 years. And in all my time, I have never seen the colors, the Union Jack, the England flag flown, or the bunting as they call it.
Yeah.
Never seen it as much. And I guess we put it down to the Jubilee, Queen's Jubilee, and of course 2012 London Olympics. And it's kind of exciting to be here and seeing it everywhere you go. That's in true. Shops, coffee shops, pubs, they're flying the colors.
Actually, it is. As we record this, it's 7/7. It's July 7th as we record this. It's also the 7th anniversary of the bombing on 7/7.
Which makes it 7777?
7777.
The London bombing of 7/7.
The London bombing of 7/7. And also the 7th anniversary plus one day of the anniversary of London getting the Olympics, being awarded on July 6th of 2005. We were here for those events. We're here this summer. We were here in 1997 for the death of Princess Diana, doing the Bible in the Gielgud, the three of us doing the Bible in the Gielgud.
Yeah.
We've been here for some momentous occasions.
So there's a disaster coming up later in the summer that we don't know about yet.
Oh, crawling.
Oh, yeah.
You might be right. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't know about
I think that might have been the audience in Rill. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I plan on killing down at the Arts in London. Woo.
I am thrilled with the Wi-Fi, because the Wi-Fi's sometimes hard to come by in the States.
Yeah.
And we've been able to find it at most of the hotels and most of the theaters.
And here's a big change for me, at least, touring. This is the first time where I've been able to take my 3G dongle and put it in Allie's thingy, and then she creates a network that we can all get on, and then we're all surfing while traveling down the freeway.
On the van, in the motorway.
The Lord for Allie's thingy.
Yeah, exactly. And Allie, thank you for sharing Matt's dongle in your thingy.
I'm pleased to do it.
I tried to put it in my own thing.
You also tried to put it in my thingy. It didn't work at all.
It didn't work either, yeah.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your favorite travel lodges via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks as always to webmaster Matt Rippey, concierge Matthew Croke, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Lile Shu. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to David White from BBC Radio Cornwall, and thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 292/875 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and we celebrated the 4th of July last week, American Independence Day. We celebrated it here in the UK, and we were greeted on the morning of the 4th of July by our production stage manager and driver, Davey Naylor.
Happy 4th of July, you traitorous bastards!
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less.